You know I couldn't go without bringing my dog to the front of the congregation. If we're going to have a congregational show, if we're going to have a congregation-filled show, I can't let this show go on and be finished without making sure that I bring my number one congregational contributant to the front. I know that you thought that it was going away, but it's not. I know that you thought that I forgot about him. Oh, it's not. I'm not cursing motivation. Go ahead and bring your daughter out to the front. Your daughter needs to hear this. I ain't cursed not one time in this entire show. I know you thought it was over, but it's not. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. Mayor Johnson, similar to Tiffany Henyard, cannot stay off of the microphone. Cannot stay off the microphone, but he's recently addressing some issues that are coming to the forefront of the congregation at his doorstep. Let me show you what's happening over there in Chicago. Shout out to Chicago. This one is for Aaron.
New at 6 on the migrant crisis, the Chicago Department of Public Health now telling us they are dealing with chickenpox cases at several shelters, including the one where a 5-year-old died and 3 other children and an 18-year-old are hospitalized.
What they are not saying is if the 5-year-old died from chickenpox. This is happening at the shelter on Halsted in Pilsen. CBS 2's Sabrina Franza is on top of the story for us tonight.
We watched as an ambulance picked up yet another person from that shelter. By our count, at least 6 people were taken from there to the hospital. 5 children and 1 teenager. A 5-year-old died. The mayor was asked about those children today.
They're showing up sick. Are you hearing me? They're showing up sick.
Mayor Brandon Johnson says the city is doing what it can.
The issue is not just how we respond in the city of Chicago, it's the fact that we have a governor, an elected official in the state of Texas that is placing families on buses without shoes, cold, wet, tired, hungry.
Working to help families who are seeking asylum.
Sounds like we got beef. Sounds like Greg Abbott over there in Texas said, yeah, I'll be your Huckleberry. I'll be your Huckleberry. This is Tombstone. This is Tombstone. The fight is borders, protection, and sanctuary cities. The weapon of choice, migrants. They said, if you're not going to stand with us, then that means that you're standing against us. And Greg Abbott not only employed his own state to continue to prevent what's happening at the border, but he said, if y'all want to come in here and y'all want to keep supporting, keeping the borders open, and we're going to go ahead and make sure that you get what you're asking for. You said you were a sanctuary city, then I'm going to make sure that you provide. The Lord doth provide. And so now we starting to throw names and sling mud when kids start to die from chickenpox under your care.
Estoy muy preocupada.
Like one woman, she asked us to hide her identity. She's living in the same shelter as was 5-year-old John Carlos Martinez Rivero, a little boy who was rushed to the hospital and then died. Witnesses say there was a call for help, but that his family was denied immediate medical assistance. She claims many kids in the Pilsen warehouse turned housing facility have fever, stomach pain. This mother of 2, who also asked we shield her identity, had to send her 1-year-old daughter to the hospital in an ambulance this weekend after multiple requests. I had both children with a fever, she says, but was told there was no reason to call an ambulance. She says this wasn't the first time they've had to go to the hospital since they've been in Chicago. She tells us she's asked to move, but claims her request was laughed at.
Mayor Brandon Johnson said that he wanted to address this directly. So let me go ahead and show y'all what Brandon Johnson had to say about this whole situation directly from the horse's mouth. Again, make sure y'all get the likes up because they're a little low. But let me show y'all what Brandon Johnson had to say about this.
They're showing up sick. Do you hear me? They're showing up sick.
Good afternoon, Mr.
Good afternoon.
You only recently were able to clear migrants out of the police stations, but now it appears that the flow is back, and police, there are migrants at police stations again, and there are now reports that the buses that could be subject to seizure or towing if they don't obey the rules are starting to leave people outside of Chicago and giving them train fare to get into the city. First off, what do you think about that tactic, and what can the city do?
Well, first of all, you know, this international...
Shout out to Ms. Crow T. Shetty. I'm going to read that shortly.
...crisis that the entire world is dealing with, the type of chaos that's being administered at the border is what we're, you know, working to solve. And from the very beginning, the buses coming from Texas have not centered people's humanity, and it's actually been quite raggedy. What I've attempted to do, because it's important in this moment, because the entire world is reeling for answers. The city of Chicago is providing some structure and parameters around this mission. That's what leaders do in this moment. And so we've stood up multiple shelters. We have thousands of children who are in our public schools right now. Most of them are in preschool or up to third grade. And, you know, it's disheartening that the governor of Texas is literally invoking chaos without having like a real clear willingness to coordinate. And all
let me tell you something. Governor Greg Abbott ain't playing no games with you. Governor Greg Abbott is playing no games. He said, "Oh, you want to spar? Okay, I'll be your huckleberry." Greg Abbott is playing no games with these liberal cities and these liberal states. Okay, you don't want to support us, then that means that you're against us, and I'm all for it. I'm all for violence when it comes to legislation that Greg Abbott is implementing across the what he deems as nobody coming to the aid and trying to close off the borders in order to get federal funding. He said, okay, well, y'all gonna leave us for dead? Watch how we play this. You gonna leave us for dead? You thought that was how it was gonna happen over here in Texas? Watch how we play this out.
What we simply did to your question around the ordinance was to create better coordination. Now, Alderman Hall is here. There were others who went to the border to have conversations at the border. And having coordination is what is the minimum expectation. Now, if you remember back in May when I was sworn in, I believe there were almost 900 or so people living in police districts. And I said from the very beginning that this is
not out to Ash. I appreciate you. I'm going to read that shortly.
And so we've worked hard to eliminate people from living on floors who are showing up in Chicago in some of the worst health conditions. And I did get
But guess what? You didn't support legislation against having our borders closed off in the first place. You said we a sanctuary city. You supported Biden. When Biden said that we not going to build another inch of border fence, yet we going to allocate billions and billions of city money for y'all to be able to manage through this crisis, you ain't say nothing. You had nothing to say whatsoever. And Greg Abbott, and to a larger extent, Ron DeSantis said, not only are we going to drop them off in your city, we dropping them off at Cam Cam's house. We going to drop them off in California. We going to fly them over into Chicago, New York, all of that. And so now you, Greg Adams, Mike Johnson, Brandon Johnson, the Atlanta mayor, the people over there in San Francisco, L.A., all of y'all places, now y'all starting to feel the pain that Texas has been feeling for decades. And when I say decades, decades. And so because you stood against it, now you have to embrace it so that you can see what they've been going through. And I'm going to tell you this. This is a battle that you're going to lose. This is a battle that you're going to lose. And the reason that you're going to lose this battle, my friend, unfortunately, is because you have no way to continue to support yourselves in the ongoing busing and flying of migrants over into your city and the continuous need of using resources or needing resources in order for you to be able to maintain it. You are going to lose 10 times over. Not only are you going to lose, you're going to bankrupt your city, you're going to ruin it for the residents of Chicago, and it's going to be even worse than it was when y'all just had Chief Keefe over there running it up at Chirac. King Von, you ain't seen nothing. Chief Keefe, that's that I don't like. That's that I don't like. See, y'all thought that Twista was the man. Do or Die, Twista, yay. P-O-P-I-M-P-I-G. Be learning these chicks' biology. And obviously, well, P-O, Do you want to ride in the backseat of a Caddy and chop it up with Do or Die? Do you want to ride in the backseat of a Caddy? It was OOPM. Move to the road with a three grim, to the three grim. True on a wee stem. Move to the left so I can see who was dipping that pole pimp. Read to the low with a slow limp. Yeah, you thought it was cool because they was just talking about riding the side with the back of their Cadillac. And then all of a sudden, you seen that's that I don't like. Boom. And I'm going to tell you that whatever it is that you thought that you was facing during that time, ain't got nothing on Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott is going to make you pay. He's going to make you pay. He don't play fair. He don't play fair.
Reports that there are about 20 people, I believe, that are scattered throughout the city of Chicago and police districts, and we'll respond to it. But again, a month ago, there were 4,000. Look, Alderman Burnett has already expressed this. It wasn't a failure to acknowledge our victories. Sometimes we do so much, we don't keep track of the work that we're doing. We just do it. And no matter how contrite, that sometimes, you know, people are in this moment, it doesn't, you know, excuse the poor behavior that's coming from Texas. And so we're going to continue to provide structure and order and direction in this moment because that's what the people of Chicago deserve and that's what we're giving them.
Mayor, the shelter at Halsted and Cermak, a five-year-old boy was there shortly before he died this weekend. There have been reports that their conditions are unsafe, unsanitary. Do you have confidence that that shelter is safe for people to live? I believe there's over 2,000 people living there.
Well, again, let me emphasize again, the conditions in which people are arriving in Chicago are quite disturbing. The people who are at the border sleeping outside in the cold, out in the rain, trekking through thousands of miles of jungles, being forced on buses without any clear direction of where they're going. And while children and women were living on floors in police districts, and my administration eliminated that practice, there were ambulatory runs, 911 calls, because again, people are showing up in very extreme circumstances, very, very unhealthy. And so what I'm confident is that all of our levels of government are coming together to provide support for these individuals who are seeking asylum. And we're going to continue to assess our work as we move forward. And of course, we're providing support for the family. And we are obviously deeply sorry and hurt by this loss. And it's not lost on any of us here that the conditions in which people are showing up in Chicago, they're worse. The last reporter just indicated, they're just dropping all people anywhere. Do you understand how raggedy and how evil that is? You're just gonna put people on a bus and just take them somewhere and drop them off in the middle of the night?
Yep.
And then you wanna hold us accountable for something that's happened down at the border? It's sickening. And so, but just know that my work is, our work is not done. But let's be very clear. You know where this is promulgating from, right? You do know that, right? That you have a governor in Texas that can care less about those families and literally dropping them off, not just in Chicago, but anywhere and everywhere. It's wicked.
God can't help you, big dog. I know what Common just told me. Common said, you about to take the L like Canarsie.
We're gathering information, as I've said before, at every single site throughout the city of Chicago. We provide on-site medical care. In fact, the county government has just put forth more dollars for more health care. But I want you to hear me good. They're showing up sick.
Oh, I got another one for y'all. Hold on.
Do you hear me? They're showing up sick. The issue is not just how we respond in the city of Chicago. It's the fact that we have a governor, an elected official in the state of Texas that is placing families on buses without shoes, cold, wet,
tired, hungry, afraid, traumatized, and then they come to the city of Chicago where we have homelessness, we have mental health clinics that have been shut down and closed.
You have hold on. You know we got to put the Pied Piper up here. I forgot about the Pied Piper. Woo! TP2.com. Hit it hard from the back. You remind me of my Jeep. I know, I'm going to just give him a... hold on, I got to hook him up. Who y'all, how y'all want me to, what kind of picture y'all want me to put up here? Hold on, let me get Brandon Johnson back going.
Employment. The governor of Texas needs to take a look in the mirror of the chaos that he is causing for this country.
Oh.
This is not just a Chicago dynamic. He is attacking our country. The sensibility and the civility of our country, he is undermining that. It's all good. We good. Yes.
What kind of picture y'all want of R. Kelly up here? Pied Piper. I know what I'm going to do. R. Kelly.
More ambulances show up there. Is it time to reevaluate using these warehouses as places for shelter?
I got y'all.
So I just make sure I understand your question.
I'm working.
Hold on. I got you. I just want to repeat back to me. I'm going to repeat to you what I believe you're asking me. You're asking me, based upon an out-of-control governor who is sending busloads of people all over the country, you're asking if Chicago should evaluate how it handles the migrant crisis?
No, that's not what I'm asking.
Okay.
What I'm saying,
ooh, you aggressive, ain't you?
At this particular shelter.
Hold on, I got y'all. Let me get the Pied Piper.
This morning, while we were there, we saw people coming out.
I had to make some adjustments.
Does the city need to reevaluate
as I said before, they are showing up sick. Listen, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds
who
like you're drawing
think
a conclusion
deserve to be up
based
here?
Upon
Lupe?
A sight. What I'm simply saying is when they
Lupe?
Get here, hold on. Listen, I am saying that they're showing up sick. Are you hearing me? They're showing up sick. And so we're doing everything in our power to treat the conditions in which they're arriving in. As far as us reevaluating our mission, look, an international crisis of global population shift based upon policies that have been promulgated for the last 20 years that have caused the not just the sanctions, but have caused displacement for the entire globe. I just want us
ain't
to
this the Chicago,
Chicago.
All-Star
we are
game
not alone in this crisis. There are hundreds of thousands
chance
of people
robbery
being displaced from the continent of Africa, from Central and South America. So this question about reevaluating, how about we do this? How about we reevaluate all of our international policies that are causing the chaos that we're experiencing right now, and let's evaluate the sanctity of someone in Texas who disregards people. That's what we should be reevaluating.
This is the All-Star game of Chicago featuring Brandon Johnson. I think that Brandon Johnson is absolutely one of the most idiotic mayors that I've ever seen in my entire life. And so this is the All-Star game right here. You got Chief Keith, Yay, Common, Twista, King Vaughn, Kells, but we got to get Kells in his Kells is in his jail suit on this one. Y'all want me to put Obama up there? All right, I got y'all. Hold on. Let me let him talk for a little bit.
Sites that help provide medical care and that they've been denied that King repeatedly by the city. As Charlie pointed out, there have been a number of ambulance runs today after this 5-year-old child had died. It's led people to tell us.
Hold on. I'm about to make him reach out for Brandon Johnson. Give me a second. I got you.
So there are volunteers, Brandon, that want to provide medical assistance?
Hey!
hold on a second. Are these medically trained volunteers?
Jesse Smollett should be on here, too.
I'm not aware of any medical volunteers that want to go into sites to provide medical care. I'm not aware of that. So hold on.
I can't even see myself no more.
There are medically trained volunteers who want to provide medical support inside of shelters.
Who else need to be up here making sure that Brandon Johnson explains what's going on?
What I can see is this, that the conditions in which people are arriving in, there is no secret that they have been showing up sick. That's not a secret. There's been ambulatory runs even at police districts. This is not new information. What we're clear about is that until we get a real handle on what is happening internationally, the city of Chicago, the city of Denver, the city of New York, and all these other cities in which this raggedy governor
you didn't just say raggedy governor. No, you didn't. Disrespect our
shipping
good
other cities in of Chicago.
Listen to what he's saying.
The city of Denver, the city of New York, and all these other cities in which this raggedy governor in Texas is shipping people across the world, and particularly throughout the country. Until we get a handle on that, we're going to constantly be placed in a position where we're going to have to come up with innovative approaches to address this migrant crisis. And
how disrespectful. No, he did not say raggedy governor. When we got all stars up here, we got Kels, Twista, King Von, Kanye, Common, Chief Keef, Obama. We got the whole Chicago conglomerate up here. And you sat here and you got disrespectful and you called Governor Greg Abbott raggedy. He called Governor Greg Abbott raggedy. I can't believe it. Y'all think the brat should be going up there? Should we put the brat pregnant up there?